You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts.
You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize. Transformers.
Welcome to All Things Transformers, Episode 42. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TFG on mic, hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Doing fairly well. Wide awake for having just gotten out of work and did some running around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and people may be wondering why we're waiting till now to post one of these episodes or record one of them is because... a whole lot of news just came out recently, so, yeah, we would much rather be on the up end of the news rather than downwind of the news and not have any news to talk about.
Yes.
So, crap, where's that news story? Sorry about this. You'll have to excuse us. It's midnight. It's our midnight.
It's one, but...
Yeah, but it's funny when we record these shows. It's either midnight, 1 a.m., or 5 a.m. First story is that a close look at War for Cybertron Deluxe Class Optimus Prime. As always, TFW 2005 member S250 brings us up-close images of Transformers toys yet to be released. This time it's War for Cybertron Deluxe Class Optimus Prime. This looks so awesome. I've said before when I saw the Toy Fair images, I don't remember what Toy Cast it was that I said this on, but just so awesome. Probably one of the best Optimus Primes to date.
Yeah, I would have to agree that it does look pretty badass.
Yes, very, very much so. Very much so. Very, very cool. I like how it appears his chest is like poofed out. It's very different than a lot of the other primes. The robot mode kind of reminds me of Classics Optimus and that mold. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's like Classics meets War Within.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely different. It's the same type, like the legs and the arms kind of look the same a little bit, with the exception of the fact that the arms don't have the door that the Classics mold has. The alt mode is just awesome. I love that alt mode. It just looks so futuristic.
Yeah.
It just looks so kick-ass. I can't wait till this gets released. It's going to be so awesome. So what is our next story, sir? Isn't there some rumblings about one of your favorite voice actors that isn't doing something?
Yes, David Kaye, unfortunately, will not be working on Transformers Prime. The Intergalactic Highway interviewed... in a recent Q&A with David Kaye, asking him this, has there ever been a role you did that you, he said, yeah, funny enough, anything in the new Transformers series. Yeah, unfortunately, he's been left out.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yes, I am sad to see him departing from the Transformers line.
That kind of leads me to wonder, what the hell is the new cartoon going to be if not a movie tie-in?
Well, they might have Cullen as Prime again.
It still could be a movie tie-in cartoon.
I'm leaning towards lame.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of leaning that way, too.
I'm quite tired of movie, and I think that they should leave that away from animation.
Yeah.
That should stay live action, and we should have something completely different for animated.
I completely agree.
I guess you can go ahead and grab the next one.
Let's see. Next story we're going to bring up is Transformers Collectors Club Punch Counter Punch sold out. More on the way? Fun Publications has officially confirmed that one of the 2010 Transformers Collectors Club figures, Punch Counter Punch, has sold out. However, they have gone on the record to state that they are checking to see if the production run can be increased due to the overwhelming demand. Additionally, Fun Publications states that the other 2010 exclusive, Shatterglass Cyclonus, has sold through 60% of its production run. Check out the official word from Fun Publications by clicking on the thumbnail to the left. One of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up was because even though Punch Counter Punch wasn't, as far as cartoons, he really wasn't, he was only really featured in Rebirth in G1. I love the design on him. I love the cartoon model design and just the way he transformed between the Autobot and the Decepticon mold. I always wanted a G1 Punch Counter Punch. And I think this is going to be awesome. The only problem is that it's the Transformers Collectors Club, meaning that the only reason why anyone signs up for this club, from what I've heard,
is the toys.
It's to get the discounts for BotCon. The toys, they're still expensive as hell, even if you are a club member. I don't know. I would love to get him, but again, the price is just astronomical.
Yeah, I've been in the Collectors Club before. It's mostly for the magazine and the comic and the inside news and pictures, as well as the free figure. Mm-hmm.
Well, up till now, yeah, the free figure really wasn't that much to write home about, but now they're doing stuff that people actually want. You know, Shatterglass Cyclonus, we've talked about him before. I'm not really a fan of that because all it is hot rod. All it is Cyclonus and hot rod colors. But you know, that's just me. You know, but anyway. Let's see here. What was the other one we were going to bring up? Oh, you can, if you want to talk about the Transformers 3 story, because I really don't care.
Yeah. It's to be filmed in Chicago, Michigan Avenue, and, yeah, I don't care. TF3, I don't care until I see a trailer.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Let's see here. Oh, this was a great it's now a defunct rumor or defunct news item. I'm going to read the entire thing and then I'm going to read the update. So, Leonard Nimoy to voice Zeta Prime in War for Cybertron video game. More voice actors confirmed. During a recent visit to High Moon Studios, Us Gamers was able to confirm several of the voice actors for the upcoming Transformers War for Cybertron video game. The biggest reveal is that Leonard Nimoy returns to Transformers, providing the voice for Zeta Prime. Leonard Nimoy was the voice of Galvatron in the Transformers The Movie animated night film from 1986. Also confirmed is actor James Remar as the voice of Megatron. James can currently be seen on television shows such as Flash Forward and Dexter. Doug Parker also returns to Transformers, providing the voice of Starscream. He voiced Starscream in Beast Wars along with the voice of Pterosaur. And he voiced Tidal Wave in Transformers Armada, Transformers Energon, as well as Mirage in Transformers Energon upon Tidal Wave's conversion. Update! Activision reps dropped us a line later today and let us know that the above information is false, in all capital letters. They said that the only confirmed voice actor right now is Peter Cullen, and that more VO information should be coming down the pipeline soon. So, yay, a happy early April Fool's Day piece of news. I cannot stand it when websites do April Fool's crap.
I think it's funny.
I know... Well, I want to clarify. This bit of news about Leonard Nimoy was not an April Fool's thing. I'm just saying that as a general statement. I hate it when any new, it doesn't matter what news, it doesn't matter if it's a Transformers news site, it doesn't matter if it's a My Little Pony news site, it doesn't freaking matter. Not that I search for My Little Pony crap, I'm not interested in that, but I'm just saying I cannot fucking stand it when people do April Fool's news stories. Now, if you want to do an April Fool's image, fine. But, God, it pisses me off.
Yeah. I'm kind of relieved at some of that, but at the same time, some of it would have been kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, before we found out that news item is false, I've been saying all day today, oh great, get another role he's gonna denounce.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hope that they get some pretty kick-ass voice team.
Yeah. Yes. So, are we all ready for the apocalypse?
Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
No. I'm not talking about 2012. I'm talking about 2010. Discovery Communications has announced that the Hub, the joint venture channel between Hasbro and Discovery, will launch on 10-10-10.
Oh, yeah.
October 10th. 2010, the channel will launch some Hasbro-developed programming such as My Little Pony and a little show called Transformers. The new Transformers show will air in post-school afternoon block called Kids Prime.
Something tells me this is going to be worse than animated, and it's going to have the movie aesthetic.
Okay, well, animated was a good show, in retrospect, at least compared to crap we had before it.
Very true.
So, I mean, you know, I've said before, I've taken back pretty much every bad thing I ever said about animated because in the beginning of when I first heard about it, I thought it was something that it wasn't, which was I thought it was a movie cartoon in line with the then 2007 movie,
yeah,
which it wasn't, obviously. So I have very high praise for animated. This new cartoon, it's not sounding too good.
No.
Not at all. You want to do the one about the new War for Cybertron promotional screenshots?
Inside Gamer has posted a new gallery featuring 7 new images from the upcoming Transformers War for Cybertron video game. The new promotional screenshots include a shot of Starscream soaring across Cybertron in jet mode, some more battle sequences from both sides, and another very awesome, dynamic-looking shot of Optimus Prime in all of his glory. TFW has all the images there. I'm too lazy to put them on PDF.
Yeah.
So I don't do the gallery thing anymore, so.
Yeah. You know, one of the guys, I believe, I could have gotten this wrong. I believe it was Ender over on RFC when I was recording that earlier this evening. We were kind of talking about War for Cybertron. And right now, I think the main thing that kind of scares me is not really that we haven't seen any gameplay, but, you know, there Hasbro and everybody else is deeming this as the true origin or the official Hasbro origin of G1 / War Within or whatever. Not New Moon. Oh, New Moon. Oh, Christ. High Moon. They're kind of the same, damn it. It's an H and an N. Leave me alone. I know he has said that they are setting this in specifically 1984, 1985 G1 continuity. I just hope the gameplay lives up to everything that we've been seeing. I don't know. I just hope it does. So I believe the final story we're going to talk about is, you know, we've said before on ATTF, we really don't talk about a lot of the toy stuff, but this is stuff that we got to talk about because this is something that really, really interests me. And I cannot wait until this gets released. Hasbro's Transformers Q&A 2010 Round 1, Big News on Animated Toys. TFW has received a response from the 2010 Round 1 of the Hasbro Transformers Q&A. While Hasbro was unable to provide an answer to one of our questions, the other answer they provided contains some pretty exciting news via our Q&A question. Hasbro has confirmed that Transformers Animated Deluxe Class Rodimus Minor and Ironhide Cybertronian Mode will be released at Toys R Us as I'm looking at the after the bump here. The answer was, how do you solicit and determine which stores receive exclusives? That answer was by a TFW 2005 staff comment. No answer was provided due to the nature of the topic. But Hasbro's strategy for the release of the remaining announced Transformers animated figures, such as Rodimus, Ironhide, Blackout, Thundercracker, etc. The current plan for the release of the current animated figures is this. Toys R Us will be carrying two waves of animated deluxe. The first wave will be released this spring, which was RC and Ratchet. And the second wave will be released this fall and will include Rodimus Minor and Cybertronian Ironhide. While we cannot promise that any other figures will be released, we continue to examine all of our options to make those figures that were completed available to you. Love it. Just love it. This is by far the best news I've had in a while.
Especially for toys.
Exactly. Now, the only other one I'm really interested in as far as the unreleased animated figures is the Fugitive Waspinator, which is basically a Bumblebee redeco. That's the only other one I'm really interested in. But the Rodimus Minor, do want, must have now. Like, I will break somebody's neck over getting one of these toys.
Jeez.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's just awesome. So awesome. So yeah, that's pretty much all the news we have. I know you're not as enthused with this last story, but what do you think of this news?
Well, if I got the toys, I'd say that yeah, it'd be pretty kick-ass because the Rodimus does look awesome.
Yes, he does.
And Ironhide looks kind of cool as well.
Yep. So do we have anything else we want to talk about on ATTF? I know this is kind of not really a short episode, but it's kind of an impromptu one, just kind of bringing everybody up to speed on the latest news, really.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't really have any topics built up this week. I do have a submission for War Stories, which is cool. I'm going to get a couple of those backlogged before I actually release that show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's starting to pick up. And I've got a ton of crap for sale on my buy, sell, trade area on PredaconEmpire.com/Nexus. Should anybody be interested.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode of ATTF. We just kind of wanted to put out a really quick episode to let everybody know about the news. Of course, if you're not listening to us and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron or TFW, you probably already know all this stuff. But, you know, hey, we are a Transformers news podcast, and we've got to report the news when it's released. So do you have any final comments before I go into the closing?
No, sir.
We will have a topic next episode, I promise. Even if it's me hating on Warbot Defender, which it's called Warbot Defender, not Springer, you dumb freaking fool. Anyway, thank you for joining us here on All Things Transformers. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, which is PredaconEmpire.com. You can also catch us over at GeekCastRadio.com. Join the forums, PredaconEmpire.com/Nexus. Leave the show feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is PredaconEmpire. Mine is TFG on Mike. What is your Twitter?
SCP-21.
You can become a fan on Facebook for the Geekcast Radio Network. Just search Geekcast Radio Network. You can call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. The number is 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of All Things Transformers and wish you'll join us next time. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.
Yes. I wish to speak to my lawyer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.